بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Yesterday we began the riwayat of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, five things are given in exchange of five. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired about the meaning thereof, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever a nation broke its agreements, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused its enemies to overcome them. As we mentioned yesterday, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a divine system which is called the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has the sunnatullah and the qudratullah. The sunnatullah is the sunnah, is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's cause and effect, action and reaction. Whatever a person does in this world, Allah Ta'ala has a sunnah. This will be the reaction, this will be the outcome. Then we have the qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When at times Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala displays His power against His normal system, against His normal sunnah. So this is the sunnah and the system of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that when a nation will break its agreements, promises, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُ بِالْعُقُودِ, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives a command of people of Iman, fulfill your contracts, fulfill your promises. You have made an agreement, you made a promise, you committed, whether it's zubani, whether by tongue, whether by writing. Sharia encourages, وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. Any agreement you have, write it down. Nowadays we have WhatsApp, we have the cell phone, you can send out immediately, this is the agreement, this is the contract, etc. So everything is in black and white. So there is no dispute thereafter. So this is very, very important that we write everything down. So have a person has given his agreement, given his zuban, he's written it down, but then he goes against it, he breaks his agreement, whether with the family, whether with his Muslim brother, whether it be employee, employer, whatever it may be, there's an agreement in place right now, and it becomes a norm that these evil actions and evil traits become a norm, where to break the agreement doesn't hurt a person's heart. He breaks it, doesn't think anything about it. But when you look in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to the level he held up agreements. When he said to someone, I will meet you, then he made sure he was there. Even he had to wait for 3 days also before Nubuwat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave his word, I will meet you certain place, he would wait there also. Yes, a person cannot make or fulfill the agreement, then to make the call, to send the message through, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on that person's side, will be in his favor. So when this becomes a norm, that to break agreements, a person doesn't feel the hurt also, doesn't make tawbah. This is what is very now, very frightening, that which you mentioned some time ago also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise, he said, as long as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is amongst this ummah, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ مَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah will not punish this ummah as long as you are amongst them. That is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's second promise, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, Allah will not punish this nation, this ummah, as long as they make istighfar and tawbah. These are major sins right now found in the ummah, but nobody is making tawbah. We raise our hands after salah also, and it's customary dua. There's no real tawbah that I'm making really. I don't have major things in my life. Everybody is doing it. Nowadays also, we speak to the fathers, which is digressing a bit. And we tell to the father also, we found your son vaping. Nothing serious, I'm also doing it. Inna lillahi. So nothing serious, I'm also doing it. So my son too is doing it. So nothing to make tawbah about. There's nothing serious left in life, there's no major sin left. Mother also, we're doing a certain thing, daughter is doing it, nothing major. So there's no tawbah to be made also. Ya Allah, I'm engaged in something serious right now. Whether it's israf in wealth, of my health, body, time, that is being wasted right now, it's a major sin. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas, asihatu wal faragh, there are two bounties of Allah which major part of the ummah and people are at a great loss. As-sihhatu wal-faragh, good health and free time. Whether they be vaping, whether they just going out and wasting their time, whiling it away. Beautiful example my Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib gives also, just for us to understand. That when it comes to wasting time, and wasting revenue, wasting funds, wasting facilities that we have, a person is rushing back home, he wants to board a flight. The flight is about to leave. He has his wife and children. They're running towards the gate, is going to close soon. And the young son sees a PlayStation or a playroom, tells his father, latest game, let me just play 5 minutes. Father, what a look you'll give him, how dare you? You've got time to play right now. You've got to catch a flight. The wife will say, this is just one last shopping one, but last cloak I have to buy. I won't get this anywhere. The look he'll give her, deadly looks. You've got to catch a flight right now. Daughter sees the coffee that she wants to buy. There's no time for coffee right now. Just move on, don't look right, don't look left, don't look back. You have to catch a flight. Our flight to Akhirat can be any time. But then too, I've got time to waste and funds to waste. There's an urgency right now. That Akhirat is calling, Malakul Maut is coming. When's the time now for us to prepare? Tell the family, there's no time to waste right now. We have to make our miles to Akhirat. We're going to make our amal right now. We're going to make tawbah istighfar every day. The agreement we made with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to the souls in the realm of the souls, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَمَا نَتْ يَا رَبِّ قَالُوا They all said, بَلَا definitely, Allah. You are our Rabb. Allah took this covenant, so on the day of Qiyamah, you cannot say that I did not ask you. I have already shahadat and testimony from you that you said so that you will commit. So we already made the agreement with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that we are going to submit. We are going to give everything to Allah. So what is breaking the covenant with Allah, the agreement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In regards to my private self, my personal life, my family, my children, my business, external and far-reaching, outreaching, whatever my agreements are. So whenever a nation broke its agreements, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused his enemies to overcome them. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ ظَالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Quran is very clear. Now, you know what's happening right now in the world, whether it be Palestine, whether it be Kashmir, whether it be China, whether it be Iran. Things that we can't believe would ever happen is happening overnight. That's how Dajjal will come also. Before we know it, it will be on the doorstep. Then he will ask, am I not your Rabb? Whether my iman is strong enough to hold fort at that time, Allah Ta'ala have mercy on the ummah. But things we could never believe will happen is just happening overnight. And wars are just opening up all of a sudden, taking place. Lives are being lost right now. The ummah is still planning further dunya and how much more we're going to live longer in dunya. There is no plan for the qabr and for the akhirat. So here the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that Allah will cause his enemies to overcome them. Look at the action. Breaking agreements. And the reaction is Allah will make the enemies overpower you. And Allah's system is نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ ظَالِمِينَ بَعْضًا Allah will cause بَعْضَ ظَالِمِينَ some of the oppressors and wrongdoers to punish the other wrongdoers. Allah will appoint the wrongdoers to punish wrongdoers. If the ummah is involved in wrongdoing, then Allah will use other oppressors to bring the ummah back onto line. That now make tawbah, introspect and see what is the sins in my life. The ummah just has to make tawbah. For long our kabir are saying, Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahimullah, Irayun will say, the tawbah karlo, make tawbah, make tawbah. We haven't understood our responsibility of life. That is the tawbah we have to make also. I haven't understood what I am here for. Why Allah Ta'ala has sent me into this world? I'm not fulfilling that responsibility. Make tawbah for Rajab. And make the ummah make tawbah also. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah will cause enemies to overcome the ummah. When a nation judged by any law other than that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, poverty became their lot. As we mentioned in our private life, this is the law of Allah. I don't implement the law of Allah in my home, in my business, in my personal life. And he also, beautiful example, my ustaz would give, he says, now we will protest and march against government, municipality, this councillor, that ward, whatever it may be. We want our rights, we want our rights. So here Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if you don't use the law of Allah to judge in regards to your own personal life and around you also, then this will be the reaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, poverty will become their lot. Poverty will become their lot. A person can be affluent also, but within his heart he's a pauper. Unhappy. Family unhappy. Because we're not using the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge when it comes to decisions in our lives. Then we will see that the poverty of Allah ta'ala will bring it. That a nation will be affluent, but then to purpose in the sense that we're looking at others to find some solace, some sukoon, some chain. We'll go against the governments also. Said the government is myself. We want to change the government. We want a new counselor. We want a new government. But the reality is, when it comes to myself, this body is called a dunya saghira. The mini dunya. The body is called the mini dunya, the little world. And in this world of ours, we have different provinces, or we have different countries, or continents of the eye, the ears, the tongue, the hands, the feet, the heart. We want Islam to come in the world. First, we have to bring Islam into all these continents and countries. Once I bring Islam into my eyes, into my ears, into my body, and Allah has appointed you as the sole and the only government, prime minister, president, without any voting, without any elections, Allah Ta'ala already elected you. You bring deen in this continent, country of yours. And then you see how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will cause the governments to change. Because you're judging your own life according to Shariat. Then Allah will make you wealthy from within. Then you see the wealth in the country, the wealth in the masajid. Masajid will get full. My home there will be barakat. It's all about me, myself, making effort on others, that I bring deen in my life, in the ummah, and to make this effort within my home, and then we'll see how the changes will come in the entire community. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to understand, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.